You want a small tank or tote in a corner of the garage to pay for itself. Water hums. Air stones fizz. A clean tray lifts to show a handful of fast blue-green prawns that look ready for the pan. The goal is simple. Turn a quiet space at home into steady food and side income. You do this by matching the right species to your rules and water, then building a system that runs day and night without drama. Keep the numbers steady. Feed on time. Pull clean harvests you can sell fast. This guide walks you step by step. It stays practical. You learn where a freshwater prawn fits and when a marine shrimp does not. You plan the room, power, and flow before you spend a dollar. By the end, you are set up to stock with confidence and grow for profit on a home scale. Chapter 1. Pick your species and system. Scope. Choose a home-scale prawn or shrimp setup that fits your space, budget, and local rules. You will decide between freshwater prawns and marine shrimp and pick a tank, tote, or line pond that you can operate safely at home. This chapter does not cover cycling, stocking numbers, or feeding schedules. Safety. Plan for electricity and water together with care. Use outlets on ground fault protection near any splash zone. Keep walkways dry and clear. Set child and pet barriers. Lift with help when moving tanks or totes. Follow local code and any permit rules for species and water discharge. Time window and weather. Plan for 1 to 2 weeks. You can do this in any weather. If outdoors, note shade, wind, and runoff during rain. Tools and materials. Tape measure. Outlet tester. Notebook. Simple calculator. Graph paper or a sketch app. Marker and labels. Camera phone for site photos. A short permit and rule checklist for species and discharge. Colored stickers to mark power, water in, and water out. Yield target, planning estimate. A starter system of 200 to 300 gallons can aim for 15 to 40 pounds per cycle with good survival and steady care. The detailed budget and harvest plan come later. Steps. Confirm legality. Call your local office and check species rules and water discharge rules. Write the rule and the contact name in your notebook. Measure your space. Mark a rectangle for the tank or tote. Leave a clear aisle of 2 feet all around for service. Pick your water source. Choose a single tap you can reach with a hose. If on a well, note any iron stain or sulfur smell. Choose freshwater or marine. If rules allow both, pick freshwater prawns for a simpler start at home. If rules limit you to marine shrimp, confirm you can mix and hold saltwater without supply gaps. Select your system type. Decide on an indoor tank, an IBC tote, or a small line pond. Indoor systems give tighter control. Outdoor ponds need solid fencing and shade. Map the life support. Place the pump, mechanical filter, and biofilter location on your sketch. Add an air pump with at least 2 spare outlets. Plan power and backup. Count the amps for pumps and air. Add a battery air pump or small generator for outages. Sketch flow and drains. Draw water in, overflows, and a drain to a safe discharge point. Keep any discharge away from storm drains unless allowed. Draft a simple market plan. List 2 buyers within driving distance. For example, neighbors who pre-order, a local cook group, or a small food club. Note your delivery day and a target price per pound. Checks and fixes. Legal check passes if you can keep the species at home and have a clear discharge path. If it fails, pick the allowed species or move to an indoor closed loop with collected discharge. Space check passes if the tank footprint and aisle fit without blocking doors or panels. If it fails, step down 1 tank size or move to a corner with clear access. Power check passes if the circuit can carry the load with spare capacity. If it fails, split loads across circuits or add a dedicated line with a licensed electrician. Market check passes if 2 buyers confirm interest. If it fails, trim your system size or add a pickup day for friends and family first. Care. Keep the plan in a binder. Store your site photos, sketch, and contact names. Walk the route from water source to tank and to the drain each week. Wipe floors and remove tripping hazards. Test outlets with the outlet tester once a month. Keep a running list of parts to buy for the build in Chapter 2. Chapter 2. Build and plumb the system. Scope. Build a small, reliable prawn system using a tank or IBC tote, a solids filter, a biofilter vessel, a pump, and steady aeration. You will set the footprint, drill and fit bulkheads, route drains and returns, place shelters, and wire safe power. This chapter does not cover water chemistry, cycling, or acclimation. Safety. Use outlets with ground fault protection near water. Make drip loops on every cord. Keep wet hands off plugs. Wear eye protection when drilling plastic or cutting pipe. Lift totes and tanks with help. Cap every open pipe during the build to prevent trips and debris. Time window and weather. Plan 3 to 5 days of hands-on work, plus 1 day for a full leak and flow test. Outdoor builds need shade, wind breaks, and a firm, level pad that drains away from buildings. Tools and materials. Marker. Tape measure. Level. Utility knife. Deburring tool. Hole saw set for plastic. Drill. Pliers. PVC cutter or fine-tooth saw. PVC primer and cement. Thread seal tape. 2 to 4 bulkhead fittings sized to your pipe. Ball valves and unions. PVC pipe and elbows in 3/4 inch and 1 inch. 1 pump matched to your flow. 1 mechanical filter body, for example a small barrel or canister. 1 biofilter body with media, for example moving bed or sponge blocks. Air pump, manifold, airline, check valves and air stones. Net cover. Shelters, for example short pieces of pipe or plastic mesh sheets. Rubber pads for pump feet. Labels. Setup checks. Floor is level within 1/8 inch across the tank base. Power is within 1 cord length on a dedicated circuit or shared with low total load. Clear workspace on all sides. Steps. Dry lay out the footprint. Place the tank or tote where it will live. Mark a 2-foot service aisle on at least 2 sides. Mark pump, mechanical filter, and biofilter positions. Keep the filter path in 1 direction. Tank outflow to solids, filter to biofilter to pump return. Level and isolate vibration. Shim the stand or tote base until the bubble sits centered on the level. Place rubber pads under the pump and under any barrel filters to cut noise and vibration. Plan plumbing sizes. Use 1-inch drains and overflows on a 200 to 300 gallon system. Use 3/4 inch for pump returns and spray bars. Keep straight runs where you can. Use long sweep elbows on drains. Mark and drill for bulkheads. Mark center lines for the drain near the tank base and for the overflow near the top rim. Drill pilot holes. Then use the hole saw that matches the bulkhead size. Deburr the edges. Install bulkheads with gaskets on the water side. Hand tighten, then add 1/4 turn. Build the mechanical filter. Set a small barrel or canister between the tank and biofilter. Inlet from the tank's drain. Outlet to the biofilter. Inside, use a simple screen basket, filter pad, or radial flow baffle to drop out solids. Fit a bottom drain valve to purge waste to a safe discharge point. Place the biofilter body. Set the biofilter after the mechanical filter. Add the media per the maker's fill line. Plumb inlet at the base and outlet near the top. Add an air line loop inside if using moving media, so it can churn gently. Do not add bacteria or discuss cycling yet. Plumb the pump and return. Mount the pump after the biofilter outlet. Install a union and ball valve on both pump ports for easy service. Run the return line back to the tank. End with a spray bar across the surface or a gentle return aimed to move water without blasting shelters. Add an overflow and emergency drain. From the tank's upper bulkhead, run an overflow line to your discharge point. Keep a visible air gap at the final discharge so water cannot siphon backward. Label this line overflow only. Install the aeration network. Mount the air pump above water line or add check valves on each air line. Run a manifold with extra ports for growth. Drop 1 medium air stone per 4 square feet of tank surface and 2 in the biofilter body if it needs mixing. Add 2 spare stones on capped lines for emergencies. Place shelters and covers. Drop short pipe sections, mesh rolls, or stacked plastic sheets to create hides on the bottom. Leave clear lanes for water flow. Fit a tight net cover to prevent jumps and keep debris out. Add clips so the cover is easy to remove for feeding and service. Route drains and label valves. Give each drain a clear path to a bucket, sump, or permitted discharge. Keep the end visible. Label every valve. Tank drain. Filter purge. Biofilter outlet. Pump bypass. Use large, waterproof labels so a helper can follow them. Wire power safely. Plug life support into ground fault protected outlets. Keep cords off the floor on hooks. Add drip loops. Separate air pump and water pump to 2 different outlets if possible. Tag the breaker that feeds the system. Chapter 3, Water Prep and Biofilter Cycling. scope, prepare clean water, and grow the bacteria that turn waste into safer forms. You will set target numbers for temperature, pH, dissolved oxygen, hardness, and alkalinity. You will cycle the biofilter using a fishless method, so the system is stable before any animals arrive. This chapter does not cover where to buy juveniles, stocking density, or harvest timing. Safety. Keep water and electricity apart. Use ground fault protected outlets. Wear eye protection and gloves when handling chemicals like dechlorinator, salt, or ammonia source. Store all bottles sealed, out of reach of children and pets. Ventilate the area when working with liquids. Time window. With seeded media, cycling can finish in 1 to 2 weeks. Without seed, plan 4 to 6 weeks. Slow and steady wins here. Target ranges. Freshwater prawns. Temperature, 80 to 86 degrees Fahrenheit. pH, 7.2 to 8.2. Dissolved oxygen, above 5 milligrams per liter. Alkalinity as calcium carbonate, 80 to 150 milligrams per liter. Nitrate after cycling and water change, under 40 milligrams per liter. Marine shrimp. Temperature, 78 to 86 degrees Fahrenheit. Salinity, 15 to 25 parts per thousand. pH, 7.8 to 8.3. Dissolved oxygen, above 5 milligrams per liter. Alkalinity as calcium carbonate, 100 to 160 milligrams per liter. Tools and materials. Liquid test kit for ammonia, nitrite, nitrate, and pH, alkalinity and hardness tests. Thermometer. Dissolved oxygen meter or a simple kit. Refractometer for salinity if marine. Dechlorinator for chlorine and chloramine. Aquarium heater size to your volume. Air pump and stones already installed. Optional bottled nitrifying bacteria. Ammonia source for fishless cycling or a small pinch of plain fish feed. Clean bucket. Measuring spoons. Log sheet and pen. Setup checks. Run the built system with fresh water for 1 full day. Pumps push water without leaks. Air stones cover the surface evenly. Heater holds temperature within 2 degrees. Power is stable. Steps. Remove chlorine. Fill with source water. Dose dechlorinator per label. Circulate for 1 hour. Test for zero chlorine with a strip or kit. Stabilize temperature. Set the heater to your target. For freshwater prawns, aim near 82 degrees. For marine shrimp, aim near 80. Let it settle for a full day. Set baseline numbers. Test pH, alkalinity, hardness, and dissolved oxygen. Record the results. If alkalinity is below 80, add a small dose of baking soda, wait 1 hour, and retest. Move slowly. Seed the biofilter if you can. Add bottled nitrifying bacteria to the biofilter inlet. If you have safe, mature media from a trusted system, place it in the new biofilter. Keep air moving through the media. Start fishless cycling. Dose a measured amount of ammonia to reach 1 part per million. Use a liquid test to confirm. If you prefer the feed method, add a small pinch of plain fish feed in a mesh bag and let it decay. Test daily for the first week. Measure ammonia and nitrite each day. Keep temperature steady and air strong. When ammonia starts to drop, you will see nitrite rise. This means the first bacteria group is working. Feed the bacteria. Each time ammonia drops below 0.2, raise it back to about 1 part per million. Keep alkalinity above 80. If pH slides under 7, add a small dose of baking soda and recheck. Watch for the second turn. After nitrite peaks, nitrate will begin to appear. Keep dosing small ammonia amounts. When both ammonia and nitrite return to 0 in less than 24 hours, after a 1 part per million dose, the biofilter is cycled. Lower nitrate. Do a large water change of 50 to 60%. Match temperature. Dechlorinate new water before it enters. Aim to bring nitrate under 40 milligrams per liter. If marine was chosen, set salinity. Mix clean salt water in a separate bin. Aerate and heat it for 1 day. Use the refractometer to reach the target range. Add it slowly to the system while you remove equal volume to waste. Lock in oxygen. Confirm dissolved oxygen is above 5 milligrams per liter at the warmest time of day. Add one more air stone if needed. Surface movement should be clear and even. Prove the cycle. Give the system one last dose of ammonia to 1 part per million. Both ammonia and nitrite must read 0 within 1 day. Log the time. The system is ready for the next chapter. Checks and fixes. Chlorine check. Passes zero chlorine. If you see any trace, add more dechlorinator and circulate for 1 hour. Test again before moving on. pH and alkalinity. Passes pH in the target range and alkalinity above 80. If pH is low, add baking soda in small steps and retest. If pH is high, do a partial water change and retest. Ammonia dose. Passes a steady 1 part per million start and smooth drops over days. If you overshoot above 2 parts per million, change out 1/3 of the water, dechlorinate, and retest. Nitrite stall. If nitrite stays high for more than 1 week, raise alkalinity into the target range and add a small second dose of bottled bacteria. Keep temperature steady. Oxygen. If dissolved oxygen dips below 5, add 1 more air stone, clean any clogged stones, and reduce any splash loss so the system can hold a higher water level. Care. Test daily during cycling, then shift to 3 times per week once stable. Keep a simple log with date, time, temperature, pH, ammonia, nitrite, nitrate, and notes. Rinse mechanical filter pads in system water, not tap water, to protect bacteria. Do not scrub biofilter media. Keep dechlorinator, ammonia source, and test reagents on a single shelf with labels. Replace test kits each season so the readings stay trustworthy. Chapter 4. Stocking and acclimation. Scope. Bring healthy juveniles home, check them, and move them into the system without stress. You will pick a supplier, inspect animals, set a beginner stocking density, and use a slow drip acclimation. This chapter does not cover detailed feed programs, FCR math, grading, or harvest tools. Safety. Keep water off power strips. Use ground fault protected outlets near any tub. Wear gloves when handling bags and buckets. Lift with your legs. Disinfect nets and buckets with a light bleach solution, then rinse in clean water before use. Keep pets and children away from open tubs. Time window. 1 to 2 hours on delivery day, plus close observation for the first 48 hours. Tools and materials. Clean 5-gallon buckets with lids. Airline tubing and a valve or simple knot for drip control. Clip or hanger to hold the line. Digital thermometer. pH kit. Dissolved oxygen check if you have it. Soft mesh net. Floating acclimation tub or small tote as a quarantine hold. Extra air stone and small air pump. Labels and a log sheet. Towels. Starter stocking density. For freshwater giant river prawn in a home system, aim light to keep survival high. Use 30 to 60 juveniles per 100 gallons. That is 0.3 to 0.6 per gallon. In a 275-gallon tote, that is 80 to 160 animals. If you run marine shrimp at home, start even lighter unless your biofilter and aeration are proven. Simple sex ratio note for macrobrachium. If you can sex larger juveniles, keep more females than males. 2 or 3 females per male lowers fights during early growth. Steps. Confirm delivery plan. Schedule pickup or delivery during the coolest part of the day. Have the system at temperature and fully cycled. Run extra air in the tank and in the acclimation bucket. Inspect on arrival. Check bag temperature. Count any DOA. Look at color, antennae, and movement. Healthy juveniles hold posture and react to light. Note the supplier lot on your log. Float to match temperature. Place unopened bags to float in the tank for 15 to 20 minutes. Aim to get within 2 degrees Fahrenheit of the tank water. Set up drip acclimation. Pour the bag into a clean bucket with a gentle air stone. Clip an air line from the tank to the bucket. Tie a loose knot or use a valve to slow the flow to about 2 to 4 drops per second. Match pH slowly. Every 15 minutes, check pH in the bucket and the tank. Aim for a difference under 0.3 before transfer. If pH gap is larger, continue the drip for another 15 to 30 minutes. Watch oxygen. Keep the bucket water moving with the small air stone. If animals crowd the surface, increase air or speed the drip slightly. Move to a short quarantine hold. If you have space, net animals gently into a separate floating tub or small tote in the main system water. Hold for 1 to 2 hours with air and a cover. This gives you a last look before release. Release to the tank. Dim the lights. Use the soft net to move animals from the hold to the tank. Do not pour bag water into the system. Spread animals across hides and open water so they do not pile up. First day care. Leave lights low. Add one or two tiny pinches of feed in two spots only after 2 hours, then stop. Remove any uneaten feed after 5 minutes. Keep extra air running overnight. Log and label. Record date, supplier, count in, water temperature, and any losses at 24 hours. Label the tank with the new stock and the target density range. Checks and fixes. Temperature match. Pass is within 2 degrees. If the gap is wider, float longer before starting the drip. pH match. Pass is under 0.3 difference. If higher, extend drip time and recheck before release. Behavior check. Pass is steady movement and natural posture on the bottom or on hides. If you see weak swimmers or surface crowding, increase aeration and check dissolved oxygen. Losses in the first day. If you lose more than 2%, test ammonia and nitrite at once. If either is above 0.2, change 20 to 30% of the water with matched, dechlorinated water and increase air. Jump risk. If you find animals outside the tank, tighten the net cover and reduce bright light. Care. Keep lights low for the first night. Hold off on any heavy feeding until day 2. Check ammonia and nitrite twice on day 1 and once on day 2. Keep a calm flow across the bottom, so animals can rest under shelters. Remove any molts you see only after 12 hours so fresh shells can harden without disturbance. Leave the net cover on. Note any unusual color or posture in your log with time and action taken. Chapter 5, Feeding and Daily Operations. Scope. Set a simple daily routine that keeps prawns growing and the system clean. You will choose the right feed for each life stage, portion by body weight. Use trays for control and log feed against growth with a clear FCR check. You will siphon settled waste, rinse the mechanical filter, top off evaporated water, and run a light bioflock option if you choose. This chapter does not cover new water chemistry targets, disease ID, or any medication talk. Safety. Keep cords and buckets off walk paths. Dry hands before touching plugs. Lift water buckets with your legs and keep lids on. Store feed in sealed containers away from moisture and pests. Wash hands after handling feed and waste. Time window and rhythm. Plan 2 short sessions daily, morning and evening. Each session takes 10 to 20 minutes once you are in rhythm. Add a longer weekly clean that takes 30 to 40 minutes. Tools and materials. Floating or tray feeders. Small kitchen scale. Portion cups with labels. Log sheet and pen or a clipboard. Siphon hose with rigid tube end. Fine net for crumbs. Bucket with lid for waste. Spare filter pads for the mechanical filter. Measuring spoon for optional molasses if you run bioflock. Air stone and line for a side bucket when rinsing pads. Feed types and protein range. Post larvae to small juveniles. Crumbled or micro pellets at 32 to 38% protein. Grow out juveniles to market size. Sinking pellets at 28 to 32% protein. Occasional fresh treat. Small portions of blanched greens or chopped seafood to test appetite. Keep treats under 10% of the ration. Portion by body weight. Small juveniles. Start near 5 to 6% of estimated biomass per day. Split into 2 or 3 meals. Mid grow out. Reduced to 3 to 4% per day, split in 2 meals. Near harvest. 2 to 3% per day. Often once in the evening if trays prove clean by morning. Feeding times. Prawns are active at dusk. Keep at least 1 feeding in the late day. If you run 2 meals, set 1 near 7 to 9 in the morning and 1 near 5 to 7 in the evening. Simple FCR math for profit. Feed conversion ratio. FCR is feed and divided by weight gained. Example. If you feed 20 pounds over 4 weeks and prawns gain 12 pounds, FCR is about 1.7. Lower FCR is better profit. Track this in your log every 2 weeks. Steps. Estimate biomass weekly. Net a sample of 10 prawns. Weigh wet on the scale in a bowl of tank water. Average the weight. Multiply by the estimated count in the tank to get total biomass. Note the number in your log. Set the daily ration. Pick the percent for the current life stage. Multiply biomass by that percent to get feed per day. Split into 2 or 3 equal meals. Pre-portion the cups for 1 week and label them by day and time. Load trays and watch the clock. Lower tray feeders to the same marked depth each meal. Spread the ration thin across the tray. Wait 10 minutes. Lift the tray. If more than 10% remains, remove the crumbs and cut tomorrow's meal for that time by 15%. Tune by behavior, not hope. If prawns rush and finish the tray in under 5 minutes, add 10% to the next meal only and watch again. Keep changes small. Your goal is clean trays after 10 minutes with steady growth. Siphon settled waste. After the morning tray check, siphon any visible waste from corners and under shelters. Use the rigid tube end to steer. Collect in a lidded bucket and dispose to a permitted point. Top off the system with dechlorinated water to the marked waterline. Rinse the mechanical filter. Shut the pump if needed. Pull the screen basket or pad. Rinse in a side bucket of system water, not tap water. This helps keep good bacteria alive. Restart flow. Replace pads when they no longer rinse clean. Log the session. Write date, AM feed given, tray percent remaining, siphon time, filter rinse, and any notes on behavior. Repeat for the evening with feed given and tray result. Add a weekly line for biomass and any ration change. Run a light bioflock option if chosen. If you want a small, stable flock, increase aeration and add a tiny carbon dose, such as 1 to 2 milliliters of molasses per 100 gallons, no more than twice a week. Aim for a faint tea tint and gentle water movement. If trays get slimy or water clouds, skip the next dose and improve solids removal. Do the weekly growth and cost check. At the end of each week, total the feed used. Compare to the biomass sample change. Update your rolling FCR. If FCR creeps above 2.0, slow the ration by 10% and improve tray control. Check that solids are not building in dead zones. Checks and fixes. Tray result check. Pass is less than 10% leftover after 10 minutes. If you see more, cut the next same time meal by 15% and check again. If trays are clean in under 5 minutes, increase the next same time meal by 10%. Growth check. Pass is steady weight gain week to week. If growth stalls, confirm ration math, confirm tray control, and verify the evening meal timing near dusk. If still flat, hold ration steady and move to Chapter 6 for system checks. Waste control. Pass is a clean bottom with only light dust between siphons. If waste builds, increase siphon coverage, add a small flow adjust to push solids toward the drain, and rinse the mechanical filter more often. FCR band. Pass is 1.4 to 1.9 on home systems. If above 2.0 for 2 weeks, tighten trays, reduce ration 10%, and confirm that temperature and oxygen stay inside your Chapter 3 targets. Feed storage. Pass is dry feed with no clumps and no smell of rancid oil. If feed clumps or smells off, discard and open a fresh bag. Store in sealed bins in a cool, dry place. Rotate stock first in, first out. Behavior at feeding. Pass is calm approach and active picking on trays. If you see surface crowding or gasping during or after feeds, pause extra feed, increase aeration, and move to Chapter 6 for oxygen and system checks. Daily care rhythm. Morning, 10 to 20 minutes. Check temperature on your display. Feed the first portion on trays. 10-minute tray check, and adjust tomorrow's ration for that time slot. Siphon visible waste. Rinse mechanical filter pad if flow looks reduced. Top off to your marked line with dechlorinated water. Quick log entry. Evening, 10 minutes. Feed the second portion near dusk. 10-minute tray check, and adjust tomorrow's evening ration. Quick log entry on behavior. Weekly, 30 to 40 minutes. Sample and weigh 10 prawns. Update biomass. Recalculate ration and relabel portion cups for the week. Pull in deep rinse or swap mechanical pads. Check aeration output on each stone. Replace clogged stones. Total feed used and update rolling FCR. Light bioflock notes. Keep air strong across the whole floor. A small carbon addition supports bacteria that bind fine waste into flock the filter can catch. Start tiny and skip a dose if water turns cloudy or trays slime up. Your goal is steady clarity with a slight tea tint, clean trays, and a firm brown line in the filter, not a heavy soup in the tank. Log template. Date and time. Temperature reading. Morning feed grams, tray leftover percent at 10 minutes. Siphon time minutes, filter rinse yes or no. Evening feed grams, tray leftover percent at 10 minutes. Notes, behavior, molt seen, any unusual events. Weekly, average sample weight, estimated biomass, new ration percent, weekly feed total, rolling FCR. Care. Keep portion cups clean and dry. Replace trays if edges crack or warp. Train one helper on the tray routine, so the schedule holds during your days away. Review your log every Sunday night and make one small change at a time, no more than 10% on ration adjustments. Keep a spare bag of feed sealed in reserve so you never miss a meal. Chapter 6, Water Quality Control and Health. Scope: keep water inside your Chapter 3 targets and prevent stress. You will test on a schedule, do clean water changes, boost oxygen, and use simple isolation when needed. This chapter does not cover marketing, pricing, or harvest methods. Safety: keep cords dry and off the floor. Use ground fault protected outlets. Wear gloves and eye protection when handling any treatment salts, dechlorinator, or bleach. Ventilate the room during cleaning. Never mix chemicals in the tank. Time window: daily checks take 10 minutes. Weekly maintenance takes 30 to 40 minutes. Plan 1 hour for larger water changes. Tools and materials: liquid test kits for ammonia, nitrite, nitrate, and pH thermometer. Dissolved oxygen meter or simple kit. Alkalinity test. Dechlorinator. Clean hoses and a drip line. Buckets with lids. Fine net. Spare air stones and line. Baking soda for small pH bumps. Optional UV unit sized per maker. Optional foam fractionator only for brackish or marine. Bleach for tool disinfection and a bottle of neutralizer. Labels and a log sheet. Setup checks. Your system is cycled. Air stones cover the surface evenly. You have marked a normal waterline on the tank. A safe discharge point is ready. Steps: set your test rhythm. Daily for the first 2 weeks after stocking, test ammonia and nitrite. After that, test them 3 times per week. Test nitrate once per week. Check temperature at each feeding. Check dissolved oxygen at the warmest time of day. Log numbers and trends. Write date, time, and each reading. Circle any number that drifts toward the edge of your Chapter 3 targets. Add a short note on behavior if anything looks off. Do small, steady water changes. When nitrate climbs toward your upper comfort band, change 20 to 30%. Match temperature. Dechlorinate before the water enters. Pour to a splash plate or return line to avoid shocking animals. Handle ammonia and nitrite quickly. If ammonia or nitrite reads above 0.2, change 30 to 50% at once with matched, dechlorinated water. Increase aeration. Feed half ration for 1 day. Recheck in 12 hours. Hold pH and alkalinity. If pH softens below your target band and alkalinity reads low, dissolve a small amount of baking soda in a bucket of tank water. Add slowly to high flow. Wait 1 hour and retest. Make small moves only. Keep oxygen high. If dissolved oxygen dips, add one more air stone and raise surface movement. Clean or replace clogged stones. In warm spells, run lights low and keep lids vented to improve gas exchange. Tune solids removal. Siphon corners daily after the morning feed. Purge the mechanical filter to waste on a schedule you can keep. If fine haze lingers, slow the pump slightly through the mechanical filter or add a finer pad. Use UV or fractionation if needed. Plumb UV after mechanical filtration so water is clear going in. Replace bulbs per maker guidance. Foam fractionators work in brackish or marine only. If you run one, set it for dry foam and skim to waste. Protect molting prawns. Keep hides in place and flow gentle across the bottom. Do not net or handle soft animals. Avoid large water changes during heavy molt days unless numbers force it. Remove molts after 12 hours. Isolate sick or injured animals. Move any weak or injured prawn to a small floating crate or basket with its own air. Observe for 24 to 48 hours. Remove any deaths at once. Disinfect nets and buckets with a light bleach solution, then rinse and neutralize before reuse. Run a clean tool chain. Keep dedicated nets, siphons, and buckets for this system. Rinse in system water after use. Disinfect weekly. Air dry tools fully on a rack. Seasonal prep. Before heat waves, add a spare air pump and plan shorter feed windows. Before cold snaps, confirm heater capacity and test backup power. Write both plans on a card and tape it near the system. Checks and fixes. Ammonia or nitrite spike. Trigger, above 0.2. Action. Change 30 to 50%, match heat, add air, cut feed in half for 1 day, retest in 12 hours. If still high, repeat a smaller change and inspect the biofilter for flow or air loss. Nitrate creep. Trigger, reading near your weekly cap. Action: change 20 to 30%. Improve tray control to cut waste. Increase siphon coverage in dead zones. pH slide. Trigger: pH trends down and alkalinity drops. Action: small baking soda addition in steps with 1 hour waits. If pH overshoots, do a partial change with matched water. Low oxygen. Trigger: gasping, surface crowding, or meter below 5 mg per liter. Action: add stones, clean stones, raise surface agitation, reduce feed, and cool the room a few degrees if safe. Cloudy water. Trigger: haze that does not clear overnight. Action: improve solids removal, slow flow through the mechanical stage, replace worn pads, and hold carbon or flock doses until clarity returns. Molt losses or fights. Trigger: soft animals injured or missing limbs. Action: add more hides, reduce bright light during heavy molts, and review stocking density from Chapter 4. Tool contamination. Trigger: cross use of buckets or nets between tanks. Action: rewash, disinfect, and label tools. Keep a bleach log with date and mix. Care: keep the test kit fresh and note expiry dates. Replace UV bulbs on the schedule. Swap or clean air stones when output fades. Stay strict on tray control to limit waste. Walk the system twice a day. Look for even surface movement, steady bubble lines, calm posture, and clean corners. Update your log after each check so trends are easy to spot. Chapter 7: Growth, Grading, Harvest, and Selling. Scope: grow prawns to market size, reduce fights with simple grading, harvest cleanly, and sell within local rules. You will set a size timeline, run light grading, prepare a humane chill, clean and pack, and walk a basic budget and sale plan. This chapter does not add new water chemistry or cycling content. Safety: keep ice, knives, and wet work areas under control. Wear cut-resistant gloves when handling harvest tools. Keep raw product cold and separate from household food. Follow local food handling rules and any seafood license requirements. Time window: typical home grow out for freshwater giant river prawn runs 4 to 6 months in warm water. Marine shrimp can be a little faster in tight systems with steady heat and strong aeration. Tools and materials: sampling net, grading crate or divider with slots large enough for smaller prawns to pass. Harvest lift nets or a small seine size to the tank. Cull basket, digital scale, ruler or calipers for quick checks. Food safe tubs: ice plenty, salt for marine ice slurries, clean hose for a chill rinse, food safe bags or vacuum bags, cooler with drain, labels and a marker, log sheets for weights, counts, and buyer notes, size targets and simple timeline, checkpoints by weight, small juvenile to early grow out, 10 to 20 grams, mid grow out, 30 to 50 grams, market range, 50 to 100 grams, with some males larger. Weekly rhythm: week 0, stock. Week 4, first sample and light grade. Week 8 to 10, second grade. Week 12 to 16, partial harvests as size allows. Week 16 to 24, final harvest window based on demand. Steps: sample and log growth every 2 weeks. Net 10 prawns at random. Weigh them wet in a bowl of tank water on the scale. Record average weight. Do not chase the biggest animals. Look for steady gain that tracks your feed log from Chapter 5. Set a grading plan. Before the first grade, add extra hides so smaller prawns have cover. Fit a grading crate or divider with slots sized so smaller animals slip through and larger ones stay. Plan a short session to return animals to the tank quickly. Run a light grade to cut fights. Lower the crate with a small scoop of feed inside. Let prawns enter on their own. Lift slowly. The small ones pass through. Move the larger, more aggressive individuals to a second holding tote in the same water. Return them to the far side of the main tank after 10 minutes, so the group resets. Keep the whole process calm and under 30 minutes. Adjust density if needed. If you see frequent limb loss or soft molt injuries, lower density by pulling a few of the largest males to a separate tote for finishing. Keep feeding steady for the main tank so growth does not stall. Stage for harvest week: 7 days before harvest, confirm buyers and pickup times. Clean trays and siphon corners so the bottom is clear. 3 days before harvest, replace or sharpen knives, freeze ice packs, and wash coolers. 1 day before harvest, hold feed for 12 to 24 hours to clear the gut. keep aeration strong. Prepare humane cold stun. Fill a food-safe tub with clean water and plenty of ice. For marine shrimp, add a handful of salt to speed chilling. Aim for water near 35 degrees Fahrenheit. Stir until the temperature holds. Set the tub beside the tank. Harvest without panic. Dim the lights. Use lift nets or a small seine. Move calmly. Place prawns into the ice slurry. Wait until movement stops. Transfer to a second cooler with fresh ice. Keep a clean flow from tank to slurry to cooler with no backtracking. Rinse and sort. Give a quick rinse in clean cold water. Sort by size if your buyers want sizes. Keep product on ice at all times. Do not soak for long periods. Cold, not waterlogged, is the goal. Weigh, pack, and label. Weigh portions for each buyer. Pack in food-safe bags or vacuum bags. Label with date, product, net weight, and keep refrigerated. Keep bags on ice in a closed cooler with the drain cracked so meltwater leaves the box. Hold and deliver cold. Keep storage at or below 40 degrees Fahrenheit. Deliver the same day if possible. If you must chill overnight, keep in the coldest part of the refrigerator on a rack above meltwater. Move to the freezer within 2 days if not sold. For freezing, use tight bags and lay them flat so they freeze fast. Clean down the work area. Rinse tools. Wash with hot soapy water. Sanitize with a mild bleach solution. Rinse with clean water. Air dry. Log the cleanup with time and initials. Record the lot. Write date stocked, supplier lot, feed type, any treatments from chapter 6, harvest date, count harvested, weights by size, and buyer names. Keep this packet with receipts for at least 1 year or the period your local code requires. Simple budget and break-even example. Starter case. Tote volume. 275 gallons. Stocked. 140 juveniles. Survival to harvest. 120 animals. Average market weight. 70 grams. Total yield. About 8,400 grams, roughly 18 and 1/2 pounds. Feed and inputs. Rolling FCR. 1.7. Feed used. About 31 pounds. If feed costs $1.80 per pound, feed spend is about $56. Fingerlings at 40 cents each for 140 is $56. Power and miscellaneous parts for the cycle, estimate $40 to $80 based on your rates and any pad or pad swap. Revenue and break even. If you sell at $12 per pound direct, gross is about $220. Subtract feed, fingerlings, and a mid-range of $60 for power and parts. Net before your time is roughly $48. Raising price to $14 per pound or increasing yield through better survival and one more partial harvest can raise the net. Your log from this first cycle becomes your tuning guide. These numbers are examples. Adjust with your actual feed price, local power rate, stocking cost, and final weights. Pricing and where to sell. Direct pre-orders. Build a list of neighbors and friends. Offer pickup windows. Take names and portions a week ahead. Buyer clubs and cooks. Small food clubs and local cooks value fresh, never frozen prawns. Offer sizes and consistent pickup times. Live sales. Where rules allow, sell live at pickup. Keep a small holding tote with strong air and a net cover. Price live product higher. Rules. Check local seafood and cottage food rules for licenses, labels, transport, and temperature logs. Keep paper copies in your binder. Checks and fixes. Fights and losses near molt. If you see injuries, increase hides, dim light, and space the most aggressive males. Resume light feeds only after shells harden. Soft product at harvest. If bodies feel soft, extend the pre-harvest fast by 12 hours and improve bottom cleaning in the week before harvest. Keep the ice slurry colder and move faster from tank to ice. Warm coolers. If meltwater warms bags, crack the cooler drain and add more ice. Place a rack in the cooler so bags sit above water. Slow sales. If portions do not move by day 2, freeze the remaining product flat and update buyers with a frozen price. On the next cycle, build more pre-orders and schedule partial harvests so you match demand. Low net. If profit is thin, check FCR and survival first. Improve tray control, siphon coverage, and grading intervals. Price with confidence once quality and reliability are proven. Care. Keep one clean harvest kit packed and ready. Nets, tubs, ice packs, bags, labels, and a marker. Refill ice the night before any planned pull. Update your buyer list after each cycle with notes on size or day preferences. File your traceability sheet behind the tab for that cycle. Review your log at the end of the month and plan one change only for the next run.